This is WLRN News, and I'm Allison Light, one of the WLRN summer interns.
The World Series was in Palm Beach County this past weekend. Hundreds of blind and visually impaired baseball players came to Wellington for the Beep Baseball World Series. This is a sound of a baseball. In Beep Baseball, there are just two bases, and they look like punching bags. When a player hits the ball, one of those bases starts buzzing, and he takes off towards it. Meanwhile, the defense listens for the beep to figure out where the ball landed. Whoever's closest dives for it, trying to grab it before the runner touches the base. Then, on top of that, they're all blindfolded.
It just basically evens out the playing field because some of our folks have usable vision, as we call it, and others are totally blind with no vision whatsoever.
Blake Boudreau is one of the players. He's also president of the National Beep Baseball Association. He's been playing since he was 9. He lost his vision around 5 because of cancer that he had as a baby.
I played t-ball and soccer to the best of my ability, but by the time I was 6 or 7 years old, I kind of ran out of options of competitive sport. A lot of these men and women lost their sight later on in life and had played sports prior to, so it was their way to find that competitive outlet again.
The Beep Baseball World Series in Wellington came down to the Indianapolis Thunder versus the Taiwan Home Runs. Around the 5th inning, everyone ran off the field as it began to pour. As we waited out the rain delay, the teams huddled together under separate pavilions. Vincent Chu plays adapted bowling, too, and was on the Taiwanese national team for goalball, a popular sport for the visually impaired. He's the Taiwan Home Runs captain. He spoke through a translator.
All those who are blind, but blind is only one organ. Other parts, they are all okay. So actually, most of the things we can do and just need help for the directions. And so we can do anything other people do because your hands, your legs, they're all fine.
Back home, he's a clarinet player, but about half of his teammates are masseurs. For years, Taiwan reserved the job specifically for the blind and visually impaired. Chu says it's a treat for them to come play in the U.S.
It's a very good experience because everything here is vast. And also the field itself is just excellent. And Taiwan, we cannot find anything close to this.
For Wayne Simpson, this is his 34th World Series. He's on the Austin Blackhawks, and he was inducted into the Beep Baseball Hall of Fame for his work spreading the sport. He was actually part of the group that brought Beep Baseball to Taiwan in the 1990s.
We sent him a set of bases and some balls, and then before we knew it, their government asked us to come over there and teach them. It's pretty fun playing against them and knowing that we helped start that program over there.
This year, the Dominican Republic came to the World Series for the first time. It was 3 years ago that the Austin Blackhawks became the first American Beep baseball team to play in the DR. League President Blake Boudreau says way more fans showed up than in the U.S.
That game, the first game the Dominican ever played against a United States team, there was almost 6,000 people in the stadium, including former Major League Baseball players and the Vice President of the Dominican Republic.
And this World Series here in Palm Beach?
Well, to give you an idea, we probably, I would say, roughly have 100 to 200 fans here.
The league also wants to get more kids involved.
A whole lot of the time, it's the parents that are afraid their kid's going to get hurt.
Hall of Famer Wayne Simpson.
Well, hell, every kid that goes out is going to get hurt. It doesn't matter if they're sighted or blind.
The Indy Thunder beat Taiwan to win the World Series for the second year in a row. I'm Allison Light in Miami.